Stock this is dictating on Beverly LaPointe, LAPOINTE, Beverly LaPointe. Beverly LaPointe. Date of birth is 11/13/1938. Date of visit is 7/11/23. Please make copy for Stephen Clark, MD, CLARK. Stephen, STEPHEN, Stephen Clark, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Stephen, thank you for sending Beverly LaPointe for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for the tellers. This is a 84-year-old female who has a history of COPD, has been short of breath with activity, and has home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. Period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital with UTI. And was also treated for congestive heart failure. And exacerbation of her COPD. The patient's chest x-ray done on 3/25/23 showed mild bilateral pleural effusions. And prominence of the pulmonary vessels. She also had a CT chest done on 3/24/23, which showed no lung infiltrates to suggest pneumonia, but had small bilateral effusions with subsegmental atelectasis in the posterior lower lobes, and several scattered non-calcified nodules in the right lung, largest being 3 millimeters. That was cardiomegaly, period. The patient has some leg edema, and she has being on diuretic therapy. Period. There was no history of chest pains, and she denies any leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD, history for fractured right ankle with repair. Previous history of compression fracture of the T6 vertebra. And also history for hypertension and degenerative arthritis. Surgery also includes a tonsillectomy and appendectomy, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, allergies to aspirin and nifedipine. Next, can you also add in the past history? The patient has a history for a thyroid nodule and a history of chronic diarrhea. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. I'm sorry. She does have a history of alcohol use on a regular basis, but not recently. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart failure. Father died of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Symbicort once 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Albuterol and ipratropium, NEPS, TID, protonics 40 milligrams daily. Potassium 10 milliequivalents daily, and cholestyramine 4 grams daily. Next paragraph, system review. Next, system review, the patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, denies urinary frequency of burning. She has wheezing and shortness of breath. Denies rectal bleeding or black stools, but has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. And she has joint pains and stiffness. And denies skin rash or itching. Next. Physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 150 over 80. Pulse is 102, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 184, saturation is 90%. Patient is on home O2 at 2 liters. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no venous distension, tracheal line. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. The extremities, 1 plus edema with mild varicosity is decreased buffer pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. And number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3 is diastolic heart failure. Number 4, lung nodules. And number 5 is peripheral neuropathy. And next paragraph, plan the patient. I'm sorry, can you also mention number 5 is exogenous obesity? Next plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a blood gas study. Also get an external oxygen saturation study to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. The patient already has oxygen that was supplied by the hospital upon discharge and wants to return the oxygen to the company. She was advised to get a polysomnographic study to evaluate for sleep apnea and continue with the budesonide / formoterol 160 by 4.5 micrograms 2 puffs twice a day and albuterol inhaler 2 puff PRN. She'll need a follow-up chest CT in 6 months to evaluate the lung nodules and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 2 months. Approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Stephen Clark, MD. CLARK, Stephen Clark, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.